Assalamu alaikum, children. Today we're going to read a story about how loving and caring Bibi Fatima, the daughter of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, was. This story is all about a special promise she made to Allah. Have you ever made a promise to someone? Well, I promise you'll love this story. The special city of Medina was very quiet because it was late at night and everyone was relaxing after a hard day at work. The stars twinkled in the sky so brightly you could see their reflection on the people's houses. On this very still evening, Prophet Muhammad walked to the house of Imam Ali and Bibi Fatima to visit his two young grandsons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Imam Ali and Bibi Fatima were very excited that the Prophet came to their house, as they both loved him dearly. As soon as Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein heard the voice of their grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, they jumped up with excitement and ran towards him. When they got to the Prophet, they threw themselves onto him and gave him lots of hugs and kisses. The Prophet was so happy to see his grandchildren, but when he saw them, he noticed that they were coughing and sneezing. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Oh my honeys, what's happened to you? I pray to Allah that nothing bad ever happens to you." The Prophet then turned to Imam Ali and told him to make a special promise to Allah to make Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein get better very soon. Imam Ali liked this idea and quickly made a promise that if Allah made his sons feel better again, that he would fast for 3 days. Bibi Fatima also made the same promise. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein loved Allah so much that they also wanted to make a special promise. So they agreed to fast for 3 days if Allah made them better. So the family made this special promise to Allah together. They put all their trust in Allah. After a couple of days, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein got better. Allah had listened to them, but now they had to complete the promise they made to Allah. So on that day, the whole family woke up to pray and to eat and to open their first fast. Bibi Fatima and her friend Fudha made them all dinner, but they didn't have a lot of food, only some bread and water. So they all waited for Imam Ali to come back from the mosque so they could all eat together. After the prayers, Imam Ali returned home, so they all sat at the table to begin eating. But then there was a knock at the door. Imam Ali answered the door, and it was a poor person who had nothing to eat and couldn't feed his family. He asked Imam Ali for some food. Imam Ali immediately gave his piece of bread to the poor person. Then Bibi Fatima gave hers. Then Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein gave theirs. And finally, Fudha gave hers. So all the food they had, they gave it to this poor man. So they started their fast with only water, but they were still thankful to Allah. Now it's the second day of them keeping their fast and they are very hungry as they have had nothing to eat. Soon enough, the day was coming to an end, so again Bibi Fatima started to prepare the dinner. This night there was a knock on the door. This time it was an orphan who didn't have anything to eat. Again, everyone gave up their bread to this hungry orphan, and for a second day they only drank some water. Now they only have one more fast to keep their promise with Allah. Now it's the last day of their fast and they were all very hungry, but they still knew that they had Allah to help them through this hunger. On the final night, when Imam Ali came back from the mosque and the table was prepared with bread and water for them to open their fast, then all of a sudden they heard a knock on the door. This time it was a prisoner who wanted to eat something. Again, they all gave up their food so that the hungry prisoner could eat something. Imam Ali saw that his children were tired and very hungry, so he said, "Let's go to your grandfather, as when you see him, you will forget all your pain." Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein then got up quickly and got ready to visit their grandfather. When they reached the Prophet's house and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw them, he was very sad and started to cry. He said, "I can't bear to see my two grandchildren like this. Let's go to my daughter, Bibi Fatima, to see how she is doing." They then began to walk to Bibi Fatima's house. When the Prophet saw her, she was weak and she could barely stand up. The Prophet then hugged her and started to cry again. It made him very sad to see the people he loved the most suffering so much. Then all of a sudden, the angel Gabriel came down to give the prophet some words from Allah. These are the words given to the prophet in the Holy Quran. The good people will have a special drink of water in heaven. These are people who complete their promise to Allah, and they give away food even though they love it a lot. At this moment, nobody felt hungry or weak. Instead, they felt happy and full of life. They then bowed down to Allah to thank him for everything that they had. Children, I hope you enjoyed this story. Good night.